Chapter 1. Rich people believe I create my life. Poor people believe life happens to me. Acker's first principle emphasizes the importance of personal responsibility. Rich people believe they have control over their financial destinies, while poor people often feel at the mercy of external circumstances. This belief shapes behavior. For instance, poor people might play the lottery, hoping for a windfall, rather than taking proactive steps to improve their financial situation. They tend to engage in blaming, justifying, and complaining. This mindset traps them in a cycle of negativity and inaction. Rich people, on the other hand, take full responsibility for their financial lives. They understand that their decisions and actions determine their outcomes. They don't blame others or external factors for their financial state. Instead, they focus on solutions and opportunities. When faced with financial setbacks, they analyze what went wrong and take corrective actions. This proactive approach allows them to learn, adapt, and thrive. To adopt this mindset, Acker suggests catching oneself when engaging in blame, justification, or complaints. Replace these thoughts with empowering beliefs like, "I am responsible for my financial success." This shift in perspective is crucial for breaking free from limiting beliefs and achieving financial independence. Chapter 2. Rich people are willing to promote themselves and their value. Poor people think negatively about selling and promotion. Acker's second principle highlights the necessity of self-promotion for achieving wealth. Rich people are not afraid to market themselves, their products, or their services. They understand that in order to succeed, they must make others aware of their value. Poor people, however, often have a negative view of selling and promotion, seeing it as sleazy or beneath them. This negative perception can stem from past experiences with aggressive sales tactics or societal conditioning that promotes humility over self-promotion. However, Acker argues that promoting oneself is essential. If you don't believe in your value and communicate it to others, someone else will promote their offerings and surpass you. Rich people use promotion as a tool to achieve their goals. They understand that it's not about hard selling, but about making others aware of the benefits they can offer. Whether it's climbing the corporate ladder or growing a business, effective promotion is key. Overcoming the stigma associated with self-promotion can lead to greater opportunities and financial success. Chapter 3. Rich people are excellent receivers. Poor people are poor receivers. According to Acker, the number one reason people don't reach their financial potential is their inability to receive. Rich people are open to receiving wealth, opportunities, and compliments, whereas poor people often feel unworthy or uncomfortable receiving. This discomfort with receiving can be linked to deep-seated beliefs about self-worth. Many people struggle with feelings of inadequacy, thinking they don't deserve wealth or success. Acker argues that this mindset is a major barrier to financial prosperity. To become wealthy, one must be willing to receive without guilt or hesitation. Acker suggests practicing receiving in everyday life to overcome this barrier. For example, when someone gives you a compliment, simply say thank you instead of deflecting it. This practice can help build a mindset that is open to receiving and pave the way for greater financial success. Rich people choose to get paid based on results. Poor people choose to get paid based on time. Acker's fourth principle focuses on the difference in how rich and poor people prefer to be compensated. Poor people often seek the security of a steady paycheck, which limits their income potential. They trade their time for money, resulting in a fixed income that caps their financial growth. Rich people, on the other hand, prefer to be paid based on results. They seek out income streams that are not limited by time, such as commissions, business profits, and investments. This approach allows them to leverage their skills and efforts to create unlimited income potential. To adopt this mindset, Acker encourages finding ways to tie a portion of your income to performance. This could mean taking on commission-based work, starting a side business, or negotiating profit-sharing arrangements. By shifting from time-based to results-based compensation, you can break free from income limitations and increase your financial potential. Chapter 5. Rich people think both. Poor people think either slash or. The fifth principle emphasizes the abundance mindset of the rich. Rich people believe in having both, while poor people often think they must choose between options. This scarcity mindset limits creativity and opportunities. Rich people operate from a mindset of abundance, believing there are enough resources for everyone. They ask questions like, "How can I have both?" This mindset encourages creative solutions and opens up more possibilities. For example, instead of choosing between saving and investing, they find ways to do both. Eaker encourages developing this mindset by challenging limiting beliefs and exploring ways to achieve multiple goals simultaneously. This shift from either slash or thinking to both thinking can lead to greater financial success and overall life satisfaction. Overall conclusion. In Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, T. Harv Eker reveals the mental habits that differentiate the rich from the poor. By adopting these principles, such as taking responsibility for one's financial life, promoting oneself, being open to receiving, choosing results-based compensation, and embracing an abundance mindset, individuals can transform their financial future. These mindset shifts are crucial for achieving wealth and living a fulfilling life.